Hall of Fame, the leaders and legends of the blindness field. Georgie Lee Abel, Samuel Ashcroft, John Robert Atkinson, Edwin Albert Baker, Natalie Barraga, Mary Kay Bauman, Donald Blosch, Warren Bledsoe, Father Thomas Carroll, Cleo Dolan, William English, Eleanor Fay, Catherine Gruber, William Allen Hadley, Richard Edwin Hoover, Samuel Gridley Howe, Douglas Inkster, Robert B. Irwin, Kenneth Jernigan, Ruth Carlella, Helen Adams Keller, Roy Kumpy, Berthold Lowenfeld, Durward McDaniel, Abraham Nemeth, Arnold Patz, Alice Raftery, Louis Reeves, Peter Salmon, Ann Sullivan Macy, Stanley Suterco, Mary Elizabeth Switzer, Josephine Lister Taylor, Louis Vicelli, Donald Wedewer, Robert Whitstock, Russell Williams, James Max Woolley. Hall of Fame, the leaders and legends of the blindness field. The paths that our heroes have blazed and the legacies they have left provide us with purpose and meaning. Dr. Dean Tuttle. The Hall of Fame for leaders and legends of the blindness field is dedicated to preserving, honoring, and promoting the tradition of excellence manifested by the specific individuals inducted into the hall, and through the history of outstanding services provided to people who are blind or visually impaired. The establishment of a hall, housed at the American Printing House for the Blind in Louisville, Kentucky, was announced in 2001. The first 32 inductees to the Hall of Fame came from a group of pioneers honored in a presentation of heroes at the Denver AER International Conference in 2000. Every year, a call for nominations is sent to the field by the Hall of Fame Advisory Board. Anyone may propose a candidate for induction. The Hall of Fame features bas-relief plaques of each inductee and a case of memorabilia, housing such items as photographs, documents, and awards. The virtual Hall of Fame is accessible through www.aph.org and includes photographs and biographies of each honoree. The Hall of Fame also features the Friends of Leaders and Legends Wall of Tribute, a series of elegant wooden columns containing engraved stones placed by individuals and organizations that have made a special financial contribution to support the Hall of Fame. These stones contain wording of the donor's choosing in engraved print lettering with braille captions beneath. Donors can use these stones to permanently honor a significant person or organization in their lives. The Hall of Fame Board is grateful to AER, its divisions, chapters, and individual members who have supported the hall by placing stones on the Wall of Tribute. Samuel Ganensky, father of CCTV, NCAER, and SCAER. AER, in honor of Richard Welsh for leadership and excellence. D.C. Maryland AER Chapter 2003, Mississippi Chapter of AER, Arkansas Chapter of AER, Arkansas AER Honors Leonard Ogburn, Mentor, Friend, KAER Outstanding Chapter 2000, Gail N. Stickler, Founding Member, AAWB AER NCPAB, Purvis E. Ponder, Number 1 in O&M in Florida, Iowa AER 2003, Alan J. Koenig, M.K. Holbrook, AER Division 10 and Friends. If you would like to support the Hall of Fame by making a donation, by making a special donation to place a stone in the Wall of Tribute, or if you would like to donate memorabilia related to one of the inductees, please contact the American Printing House for the Blind Development Department. APH is a nonprofit 501c3 organization, and donations are tax deductible. Thank you, AER, for inspiring and continuing to support your Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame Advisory Board. Kay Holbrook, Chair. Phil Hatlin, Vice Chair. Jim Deramek, Secretary. Susan Spungen, Treasurer. Bob Brasher, Rod Kosick, Michael Nelipovich, Pat Smith, and Tuck Tinsley. The Hall of Fame, Leaders and Legends of the Blindness Field.